USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Capitol Hill, history has been made as the Senate votes 53-47 to confirm Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court. She'll replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This is a wonderful day, a joyous day, an inspiring day.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
The soon-to-be justice can either satisfy her radical fan club or help preserve the judiciary that Americans need. But not both. I'm afraid the nominee's records tells us which is likely. But I hope Judge Jackson proves me wrong.
Ukraine's President Vladimir Zelensky has thanked President Biden after the U.S. chose to ban Russian oil imports. Russia has also been kicked off the U.N. Human Rights Council. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.